I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Mandy Belay is a freshman at Chatham High School. She has lived in Chatham for 12 years. She likes to spend her free time with friends and listen to music. She enjoys playing lacrosse and walking her dogs.
I believe in wrong turns. I was so excited to see the beautiful island I'd heard and seen so much about. My family and I took a cruise from New York straight to Bermuda. The ship was docked in Bermuda for the whole week, and it took about 3 days to get there, which was perfect for checking out the ginormous cruise ship. As soon as the ship docked in the morning, my family and I headed out to see the island. On the first day, we decided to walk around the island and just take everything in. I remember how everyone there was just so friendly and welcoming. People were always smiling and waving at everyone. We visited many shops and stores, including the perfumery, some souvenir shops, and one of my favorites, the glassworks. Our next stop was to find this beautiful garden that my parents wanted to see. My dad pulled out his phone and searched for the directions. The directions he found online not only led us to a dead end, but we were now completely lost. After looking around for the tropical flowers for what felt like forever, we gave up. Even though the island is not that big, it's still very confusing for tourists, especially since the tourists aren't allowed to drive. There was no way we were finding the garden on our own, so my mom decided to ask for directions and find out where we actually were. The only problem was there was no one to ask. The area seemed deserted. There were no cars driving by or even people walking down the sidewalks. After a good 30 minutes of frustrations and so many wrong turns, I was ready to give up. At least we tried, right? We were about to head out and go back into the city part of Bermuda until we found a long pathway with a staircase at the bottom. In hopes of it being the way to the garden, we followed it. The pathway was lined with trees, vines, and flowers that were blocking the view at the end. Once I reached the end of the cement pathway, I was overwhelmed with a beautiful, empty beach that was covered in sea glass and shells. The entire beach was covered in smooth pieces of colorful glass and pink sand. The pieces were in all different colors, including various shades of blues and greens. The next day, we came back to the beach with our bathing suits and spent the day there. Now, every time we go to Bermuda, my family and I always make sure we visit the tranquil beach. Even though we didn't find the garden, we ended up finding something even more incredible. After all the frustration and wrong turns, we ended up enjoying ourselves and found a new place. I believe in wrong turns and how everything happens for a reason. If something doesn't happen as expected, you have to find the positives and only focus on that. The outcome will be much more positive if you push through all the negatives.